That's the sound of one of the man doors inside Wrangell's public cold storage. Carl Johnson is a public works director in Wrangell. He's giving the tour because he's also in charge of special projects. And this cold storage has definitely been a special project. Construction started in November of 2006. Now, in March of 2008, this massive building, which has a capacity to hold 3 million pounds of product, still remains completely empty.
Right now, the cold storage is, we've had substantial completion. Normally, that would mean that it could be occupied, but the city chose to delay the startup so we weren't paying electricity until we have an anchor tenant. So it isn't really able to be occupied right now. There's no refrigerant in the system.
City Manager Bob Pernella is hoping to fix that problem. He's on the committee that selects the anchor tenant and makes that recommendation to City Council. Other members on that committee are Council Members Don McConaughey, Paul Southland, James Stowe, City Clerk Chrissy Jameson, and Judy Bakeberg. The selection process has not been challenging since only one company has submitted a proposal. That company is Wrangell Seafoods. Wrangell Seafoods happens to be located next to the cold storage on Shakes Avenue, roughly 150 yards away. In between the two facilities is a city-owned belt freezer, which Wrangell Seafoods currently leases. In this instance, anchor tenant also means management. Within their proposal for cold storage anchor tenant, Wrangell Seafoods has outlined the fee structure for other users. Prunella said there was a guideline to this.
The RFP says it has to be no greater than the charges, is equal to or less, but no greater than what you pay down south.
For in and out fees, Wrangell Seafoods has proposed a cost of 2 cents per pound. The storage fee would be 1 cent per pound per month. Loading charge would be 0.75 cents per pound, and the paperwork charge would be 0.25 cents per pound. All in all, at these rates, an outside user may be spending 4 cents per pound per month for storing product in the cold storage, if Wrangell Seafoods is anchor tenant.
Are there any issues right now with giving the contract to Wrangell Seafoods?
It would be if they are current at the time that the council decides to award the contracts.
One stipulation for being awarded the contract is a company must have no delinquent accounts with the city of Wrangell.
What accounts aren't they current with right now?
I don't know. Jeff's out of town. But the accounts would be, but I don't know if they're current or not. Would be their utility accounts, their promissory note payment. It's probably the two major ones.
According to a delinquent report summary submitted by Finance Director Jeff Jaybush, Wrangell Seafoods is delinquent on attorney fees reimbursement. The amount is for over $24,000. The city council was scheduled to discuss this during an executive session at their last meeting, but it didn't happen.
So the other night, when you guys tried to go into executive session and it didn't happen, when will you guys talk about the delinquent accounts?
Well, that was only about attorney fees. So,
isn't that what they're delinquent on?
Along with, well, yeah, that one for sure. Yeah, yes.
But being current is the last step before awarding the contract, says Prunella. Negotiations can take place before that. One thing that can be negotiated is a lease rental fee. Wrangell Seafoods has proposed paying a monthly fee of $6,000. That includes electricity.
And if all goes well, when will the city have an anchor tenant for the cold storage?
If they could become current, I would hope no later than April 1st, because then we have to start talking about getting it going. So it could be later than April 1st. I don't think there's any use for that. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to be the anchor tenant, so I don't know what kind of plans they have.
The committee plans on making a recommendation for anchor tenant of the cold storage at the March 11th City Council meeting. And Johnson says the facility will be at its negative 20-degree target temperature as of May 5th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.